Page 43, Silver Falls Library District Director, first candidate, Dimitri White, W-H-I-T-E. Occupation, software engineer. Occupational background, software. Law enforcement, military. Educational background, Portland Code School, B.A., English from Pacific Lutheran University, graduated from South Salem High School. Prior governmental experience, Silver Falls Library District Budget Committee, Salem HUD Advisory Committee. Some of my fondest memories from childhood are the hours I spent as a middle schooler at the Salem Public Library, set loose to explore and investigate all the knowledge available there at my fingertips. Libraries are one of the few remaining truly free and public spaces, and I wholeheartedly believe that with positive leadership and vision, they can be an extremely valuable community resource, a space for learning, sharing knowledge, and making positive community connections that might otherwise never have been made. If elected to the board, I will do everything I can to keep the Silver Falls Library a safe and welcoming space for everyone, and will work to expand access to all the library's assets, facilities, and programs for those members of our community who are often marginalized and underrepresented. I would be honored to have the chance to serve the Silverton community and the library district as a director. Thank you. This information furnished by Dimitri White and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Also on page 43, second candidate for Silver Falls Library District Director, Scott Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. Occupation, retired. Occupational background, government budgeting. Educational background, MS, biostatistics, Georgetown University. Prior governmental experience, state government, board member at Silverton City Council and Marion Soil and Water Conservation District. I don't have a picture because I believe that a person should not be elected based on their appearance. One of the reasons my wife Andrea and I decided to retire to Silverton over 20 years ago was Silver Falls Library. I have heard similar comments by others. It is part of the magnet that draws people to Silverton. One of my goals in serving on the Silver Falls Library Board is to preserve the work of past boards while looking for ways to improve that which has been given to us. We can only do that by listening to our patrons about their concerns and possible innovations. If elected, I will leave my contact information at the desk so that folks can share their thoughts with me. My past experience in budgeting and serving on boards will enable me to effectively present those ideas to other board members. As a retiree, I have the time and the energy to give to the Silver Falls Library. In the past, I know not only have been a patron, but also have given funding to library above and beyond the taxes we all pay. I want to give more of my time to the library by serving on the board. I ask for your vote. This information is furnished by Scott Walker and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 44, another candidate for Silver Falls Library District Director, Tara Chapek, C-H-A-P-E-K. Occupation, Senior Proposal Development Manager, Learning A to Z, LLC. Occupational background, book marketer and editor, grant writer, community newspaper journalist. Educational background, Portland State University, Masters, Writing and Publishing, University of Nebraska, Lincoln, Bachelor's, Journalism and Mass Communication. Prior governmental experience, none. The Silver Falls Library serves citizens as a trusted source of information and inspiration. This is where we can go to learn about the world, ourselves, and our community. I have been greatly impressed by the library's modern approach, fun and educational programs, and helpful services that attempt to reach all members of the community. I am running for the board of directors to support this work and put my skills and experience behind a mission I believe is vital to a democratic society and a strong community. I am passionate about literacy and learning. I have dedicated the past 10 years to my career to supporting the development of digital learning products that improve literacy outcomes and inspire students to fall in love with reading. My background in grants and bids and contracts at a leading educational publishing company serves as a strong foundation for understanding public funding, government budgets, and tackling financial challenges that lie ahead. As a former community newspaper journalist, I have spent many hours covering public meetings. I understand how local governments work, and I look forward to applying my analytical, collaborative approach to board decisions. If you elect me to serve this community, I will work hard to make sure public funds are carefully spent in planning for the future and making our great library even better. This information furnished by Tara Chapek and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Also on page 44, another candidate for director, Ingrid Green, G-R-E-E-N. Occupation Safety Specialist through March 2020. Occupational Background Safety Specialist, Construction Field Oversight Engineer, Safety Manager. Educational Background, University of Arizona BS, Geosciences. Prior governmental experience, Silver Falls Library Budget Committee 2016 to present, Marion County Master Recycler 2017. Libraries have always been vital for small communities, and in the past year, during this pandemic, they have become even more important. Public libraries closed their doors but expanded their services. Library websites became important sources of authoritative information concerning COVID-19. Our library offered book delivery service, followed by curbside pickup, online story times and educational assistance for homebound students, online learning opportunities for adults, and continues to expand patron outreach, all while adhering to safety requirements for staff and patrons. I have been involved with the Silver Falls Library Budget Committee for the past 6 years and have attended board meetings over the past year. I would like to continue to support the library, its staff and patrons, as a director, and respectfully ask for your vote. This information furnished by Ingrid Green and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 45, another candidate for Silver Falls Library District Director, Kristen Linthwaite, Linthwaite. Occupation, Director of Product Management in Healthcare Software. Occupational background, Product Manager and Electrical Engineer, Intel, Tyco Electronics, Nautilus, and Northrop Grumman. Educational background, Portland State University, Master's in Business Administration, Lehigh University, Bachelor's of Science in Electrical Engineering. Prior governmental experience, none. This information furnished by Kristen Linthwaite and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. And here on 45 is another reminder, Marion County curbside drop site only open May 17th and May 18th from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Located at the Marion County Courthouse, north side of the courthouse, 500 block Court Street Northeast in Salem. Also, Walmart parking lot, 5250 Commercial Street Southeast, Salem. Again, only open May 17th and May 18th from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.